And now, Yeast Radio presents...
Oh, fuck. That's not the version I wanted to play. Eh. How about the Flatowitch version?
This is my penis. This is my penis. This is my penis.
Don't you tell me to smile.
Friday.
This is my penis. I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection. My womb was severely infected. My womb was severely infected.
Oh, I didn't even start the Skype. I'm so behind on my lesbianism. I haven't been doing as many pogroms as usual. I don't know if any of you noticed any of that, but it's true.
This is my penis. I had a yeast infection.
We'll be right back as soon as I get this business taken care of. Let's see, you can never imagine who my guest will be, you know, because you just can't. I got a carrot cake ready for my guests to eat with me. She doesn't know she's going to eat it with me. Eat it with me out. I wonder how she'll answer the phone. Maybe with a queef. Does that give you a hint? Rachel Cann's an aunt. Come on, bitch. I just talked to this thing. All right, then I got to start over because a machine came on and I can't play what the machine says because it's a little bit naughty. What is she on Skype, Simpson? Where the fuck is she? She had her whole new phone, handmaids. What a ripoff. I mean, I just talked to her. Bitch. Answer the phone. This sucks. Go into AIDSium and see what she's up to. I have this cake all ready to go, and I can't eat it until this real chance. Okay, so she's an idiot. I'm going to try her once more. This time she finna answered. Cheryl. Prolapse. Speaking of Rachel Cann, she's an aunt now. She called me because her sister has these loose lips that sink ships. Pushed out this baby. Oh, God. What a whore. Answer this fucking time, bitch. So frustrated.
Nates.
Hi.
Hi, Nates.
Hi, babades. How you doing?
Excuse me.
Babades.
Okay. Well, you know, how you doing?
Lapsed.
Me too. I'm fully, completely lapsed.
You sound a little bit like you were particularly slow motion lapsed. Are you on the drugs?
Well,
you sound like you're on the crayon.
I may have taken it. Why is this such a shitty connection?
I hear you fine. It's because I'm downloading Battlestar Galactica. I'll shut it off.
Well, you need to stop it.
I just turned off the Battlestar Galactica cunt. Babades.
Okay.
Oh,
I
have two pieces of carrot cake sitting in front of me. I had.
Oh, good. That'll help all the soreness.
Cheryl, I lost 5 pounds in flowered turd, so now I have to eat it back because I didn't mean to.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you
my
do
BMI
that?
Is well under 25 now.
Wait. You lost 5 pounds where?
Flower. Southern Chicago, you know.
Oh, okay. Just checking, honey.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm slow because I may have taken a few pills. So, do not mind me. Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay. So, now.
Yeah.
Now, you seem rather prep-like. As in, you're ready for multiple partners. And, I just don't even know what to say about that show, so I won't address it here.
Well,
but
I'm going to set it up so that you can talk to him directly, but what did you think of it, the initial? Did you?
I didn't finish the grum, but I was sick to my stomach and thought, wow.
But you like the rose, right? You like the rose?
I do, but what I'm confused about is how the world works. Now, he should be dead. He deserves to be dead. Me, Cheryl Murkowski, I don't. I may be a disgusting woman and say disgusting things, but why do I get cancer? I'm just asking. I mean, I know the tanning, but okay, do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you just answered your own question.
What? Excuse me?
You don't have cancer. You have tancer.
Whatever. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense. That's all.
You're just now figuring it out that life don't make no sense.
It's true. Mm-hmm. She needs to get the AIDS and do it. I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, you know.
You know what my favorite part of the grum was, I have to say? Because Andy was all indignant.
The music.
No, well, that's
I didn't even hear when Andy was on yet.
Oh, my God. You have to hear it. Because Andy's on and he's getting all judgmental. Like, so, prep, NAIDS, tell me. I loved that he called him NAIDS. So, tell me, when did it ever occur to you, maybe I should get tested for AIDS? You know, and Andy's asking all these questions, like, how stupid of you to have unsafe sex? And I said, so, Andy, did it ever occur to you that maybe when you hit 400 pounds, maybe that's a little too much of the weight?
No, it's a little different, but slightly similar. But the
well,
point
he said
is,
AIDS kills you faster. I said, look at Red Fury.
Well, Andy's at least a nice person.
Yeah.
He's a very nice face. This prep, he doesn't even have a nice face. Nope. And I know who she is, so.
Leave that out of that. We don't go there, or I have to edit it.
I'm just saying, Mary, I know. And she's a mess. So anyways, the point is that I'm not really allowed to talk about your recent development.
I'm single again.
Yes.
Hooray,
single,
I'm free.
Ready to mingle, something like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Back to
now,
doing
what
research.
What happened?
What happened? Well, that's the part where I'm not going to get real specific, but
okay.
I was at her house, and you know what? She threw out my toothbrush.
What?
You heard me.
Explain.
I went to her house. I hadn't been there because I've been in South Chicago, and she had bought me a toothbrush. She threw it out. She threw out my toothbrush, Cheryl.
Why?
Because she was sick of me.
I can understand that. True. I mean, I would do the same thing, especially knowing what your toothbrush probably looked like.
It was
brown.
You know, it was like kind of the last straw. She's very hot cold, Cheryl. She just didn't like me. I don't know why. I'm very jovial. I don't know what it is, but the ironic thing is I ended up...
And that's you meeting your family and your multiple personality, meeting me.
The ironic thing was after all that, I'm the one that broke up with her because she wouldn't... I think she wanted a relationship kind of like what a lot of Jewish people have where they hate each other and they're stuck together for life so they can torment each other. But
sure.
I don't really feel the need to repeat other people's lives, especially... People that are, oh my God, I was fixing my parents' DSL. on that last night, yeah, because they had to drive me there.
DSL. Mm-hmm.
DSL over there in their apartment. You know my dad farted.
The DVD, yes, yes.
He farted while I was fixing it. Isn't that rude?
That's what the parents do, honey.
He was in his nightshirt. He's like, well, I tried to go to this and this and this and this.
And did you say sorry or just didn't acknowledge?
I'm like, you know, some people, there's this thing we call panties that filter farts occasionally. But Cheryl, did I tell you the worst of it? I don't know if I can even tell this story. I might have to edit it out.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to reframe it and fictionalize it. I'm just going to tell you, this is about your niece and your nephew.
Mm-hmm. The tranny.
I think the tranny may be a little more confused. So your niece, who is 7, your nephew is 4. Now your sister, Mrs. whatever her name is, your sister left.
You're talking about the girl.
No, your sister left the boy at a friend's house to play. When she went to pick up the boy, she said to your sister, the mother of the other boy, you know, where she, with the play date, said to your sister, Cheryl's sister, listen, I feel uncomfortable saying this, and I don't know at what point we're supposed to be concerned about these things, but I overheard your son telling my son that his sister licks his penis.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
What do you mean, wait a minute? Yes, you're just, this is your niece, and you're acting like you don't even know about it.
Oh, so the niece and the nephew.
Yeah.
That's not very gay, though. My sister should be happy. Right?
I don't know what to make of it, any of it, Cheryl. It's like, where did they learn that behavior, you know?
Well, Grammy and Grandpa. No panic. That's where you get it, honey. Honey, honey. Wow. Wait a minute, Sue. No comment. Okay.
What? You don't got nothing
to
say?
Well, then what happened?
Well, you said to your sister, so, sister, is it true? And your sister said, uh-huh. I said, wow.
First, so what'd she do?
She dropped you off at the airport on your way home. And
too bad that you had to, I had to leave. Too bad I had to leave Florida so I didn't have to deal with that during the flight.
It was in Wisconsin.
Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, so, again, isn't she happy that at least he's not gay? He'll be a lesbian then, because he'll change to the woman, and he'll be attracted to the woman, right?
You're confusing me. Why would
that happen? So it's your lesbian nephew, right? I'm confused.
I am too. But then, I don't see how that affects his sexuality.
What does?
He said, you told me this, that he said, your nephew said that his sister is the one that instigated it, that she wanted to do it. It wasn't his idea.
Oh, he didn't want it, okay.
So then,
maybe he wanted it, so basically, the older is molesting the younger. No, he's going to be scarred for life.
So then your sister asked your nephew, son, when you were at little Bobby's house, did you lick each other's penises?
Wait. Did you what?
Did you lick each other's penises?
I thought a girl was involved.
No, but your sister wanted to know if, you know, because she was, this conversation, which the friend overheard, was between, your nephew and his friend. So she, who was a boy, and he relayed the story about his sister, but his sister wasn't there at the time. So at the time, he was playing with his friend. So he said, why did this come up in conversation?
Well,
your sister was wondering, and she said to the to her son, you know, so were you licking each other's penises? You weren't licking each other's penises. And your nephew goes, of course not, mommy. Mommy's. Of course not. So I guess he is straight. That's the good news, isn't it?
So, well, not necessarily. Maybe he just knows better, you know.
Keep it in the same, honey.
Come on.
Yeah, and then
well,
they're like,
very sweet.
And then they were like, Aunt Cheryl, will you come over? No, that sounds gross. Don't get me in this.
What about Gil?
Uh-huh.
All right. Gil's on the fish.
Well, I recertified my unemployment today.
Oh, you've been working really hard.
Cheryl, my life is fucked.
Okay.
You know what? The only thing that consoles me is that your life is fucked, too.
That's true. We're both fucked. But at least...
you got drugs.
True. That's true. At least for a few days.
You know what, Vera, you know what Vera said to me today? Because I talked to her on the phone.
She said,
Vera, isn't it terrible that this and this and this happened with this? You know, I thought this was gonna be the real wonderful relationship, blah, blah. All fell apart, blah, blah. She said, Madge. She said, Madge, you know what's horrible about this? She said, Madge, it's bad enough that you have to go through this. But the rest of us, when these things happen, we can drink. And we can, you know, soothe our pain. You can't. You have to live with it.
Well, that's not true, honey.
It isn't?
I didn't do that, really. I mean, I'm taking it for a reason, I'm not fucked up like Rachel Tan. You know, you can't compare me to her and the anti-Vera.
I wasn't comparing you to Rachel. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're not making any sense.
Speaking of Rachel Tan and drugs.
Yeah.
Have you heard, now this woman, her name is Deborah Wilkerson.
No.
No.
Who is that?
She's very funny. She does these prank phone calls to Country Club Austin. She's got a website, Church of Deborah. And Megas Grum. She did two calls. The second one was to, this home gym or some crap.
Right, I hate those. Calls.
The woman who answers the phone sounds exactly like Rachel, and she's selling a home gym. And it was like a 20-minute phone call, and it goes on, and this woman, severe ADD, doesn't hear anything Deborah's saying, really. And then at one point, she gets all, trying to connect with her, and she tells her, oh, yes, I know your husband died, but... listen to me. My friend just died, and my grandma, and I'm trying to, I don't even know where I am right now. I'm so upset, and very Rachel-like. And it was just great. You'll have to listen, because you'll be like, Rachel, are you moonlighting?
Rachel just became an aunt today.
Did she?
Yeah, she called. She sent me a text. I was taking a bath. I was taking a sitz bath for my roides.
A what?
A sitz bath.
What's that?
You know, Epsom salts. I was taking a sitz bath, and then I got a text message from Rachel Cann. Oh, hold on. Oh, hello there.
Hello there.
Can I put you on the program?
Of course you can.
One moment, please.
Okay.
I'm putting you on hold. One moment, please.
All right.
Hold on, I gotta do this.
Wow,
okay,
this
guess who's on together for the first time, I think, ever, maybe.
Oh my God, is this my secret crush, Cheryl Murkowski?
I can't get it back in.
What?
I just tried, and you made me push it out so soon. Ooh. Hello, ABC.
Hello, my darling Cheryl Murkowski. I am so thrilled. thrilled to be talking to you voice to voice. This is very exciting for me.
It is. Wow. Yeah. I hope you're drinking, honey.
I'm having a root beer.
Oh, well, you need to drink.
You need to be drinking.
I do need to be drinking. So I'm very excited. How come you decided to throw me into this
because
magic?
Because you are great. So, you're online.
So
I'm always willing to do that, but you're never online.
Green means go, and you got AIDS or something. Now, honey, this is breaking news. Match is single. Now, you know this, don't you? Because you were saying something like, oh, the rest of us can drink, but you, you have to live in your sorrow and cut yourself. So, it does feel real, though. It feels very real. Maybe if you could come pick up Match and Andy in your RV.
Yeah.
Leave Andy out of this. He doesn't need to be part of my sorrows.
Why not? He's fat.
Well, yeah, I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing to say other than yes. It's a sad thing that this happened, and the real loser in this whole story is Clarissa.
Right.
You know.
Well, not that, really. I mean, have you met Madge? Well, I mean, honestly, Clarissa is. And coming to root, I mean, we won't get into it, but well, I know a little bit more about the situation, and let me just
I know you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, I don't know. I obviously don't.
No, you don't.
No, but
I don't want to edit.
Oh, clearly, some people get out of hand, end of sentence, and sorry, I won't get into it, honey.
Thank you.
Cheryl, will you do me a favor? Would you say a special hello to my husband Gooch because he absolutely loves you, and I would love to.
And you hate me, and he loves us. Oh, this is going to cause marital conflict.
Now, why do you think I hate you? I told you I have a secret crush on you. I don't hate you.
Clearly, it's lies, and you're going for ratings, and it doesn't work like that. It's not TV. This isn't TV.
I know.
It is TV. Transvestitism.
Excuse me, honey.
TV equals transvestitism.
I'm going to send a message. Gooch, honey, I wish you were in my rule down here.
She wants to talk to Gooch.
Shaving more layups and pulling the sheath from between.
Cheryl, he's not on the phone yet. Wait till he's on the phone. Are you going to put Gooch in?
No, Gooch isn't on the phone yet. No, but...
I didn't know he's going to be on the phone.
Well, you said you want him to say hello. I was going to play the
program.
Yeah, I was going to play the program.
I understood. Madge is just...
I'm sorry, though.
Cheryl, Gooch especially loves it when you say probably.
Probably,
yes, he loves it.
Why? Because it's like Broly, but...
No, he walks around the house going, Broly, Broly. I don't know why, but he does. And so maybe you can get...
You mean probably, but Broly,
Broly.
Instead of saying probably the way you say probably, he loves that.
He loves that, Cheryl.
Well, maybe he could send me some presents. Now, honey. Boy,
yes?
I'm just wondering, how come you haven't, maybe chosen a new photo for yourself? I mean, you've seen my photos. I have a new one this week, actually. Beautiful on the beach. How come you don't have any more photos?
Because it's an absolute waste of time for me to...
You could take a picture of the papier-mâché from a different angle, maybe do a new shadow, right from the top, right from the bottom.
I think we just have different priorities.
Put a piece of poop on it.
Cheryl, we have different priorities, my darling. My icon is very, very, very low on my importance meter.
By the way, Cheryl,
Tom Hanks stole your career.
Cheryl, did you happen to see my new Facebook icon that Luke made?
No.
Go look at it now. It's real good.
I can't, honey. I'm on diet.
You please look at it. You'll like it a lot. Use your iPod Touch. Don't you have the Facebook app?
Yes, but I don't have it with me right now. Yeah. I'm in mood oil like Andy Melton.
Call your mama and tell her to bring it on over. Bring it on. You need to see it. It's real good.
Fine, who's doing?
And the best part is I have another one with Rachel Kahn's mother and another one with Fat Rachel.
What?
You'll see.
Who's doing? Fascinating TV.
I don't know. I didn't feel like doing a show, but Cheryl said she wants me to do shows this week.
Yes, because otherwise there's nothing to listen to. I mean, I don't show Andy do, but I don't listen to her program. I listen to Wanda Wisdom and Andy Beer religiously. So I've had lots of content. But,
really? What was Wanda's show about, her most recent one?
It was about weight loss, chicken, the gym.
Chicken boobies.
Grateful. And she wants presents.
And chicken
boobies. She wants you to send her lots of presents.
Nasty people. When nasty people get together, they bring out the nasty at each other.
You got that right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm just saying, honey.
Just look at the Facebook.
You asked what her program was about, I told you.
I asked her most recent one. To see if you really listened. I don't think you did.
Honey. They were all the same. I mean.
Like mine aren't. Layups.
True.
Layups. Did you find it on the Facebook yet or what?
I gotta find you. Let me see. Friends.
Enemas. With friends like you, who needs enemas?
Search. Man.
Yeah.
Meg Weinstein. Oh, woo. Profile.
Do you see the picture?
It's very nice.
Thanks.
I'm going to zoom in. What? Beat the bloat?
Beat the bloat.
Is that what your profile picture is?
Huh?
I'm confused.
It's me with the urethra hat.
No.
Cheryl, you're really on a lot of drugs.
No, honey, I'm using, because I have two Facebook accounts, and one of them is in the Facebook app, and the other one's through the browser, so on.
Either way, it should show the same picture.
Well, they won't let me zoom in on it.
You might be stupid.
Match, mobile uploads, wall photos.
No, mix. It's my profile picture.
I know, it won't let me zoom in on it.
You are an idiot. God.
Excuse me?
You're an idiot.
Do you know who I am?
You're an idiot. There's one thing worse than Cheryl, which is Cheryl on drugs.
Is Cheryl on drugs?
Yes.
That's a pretty photo.
How come?
Well, I had a little procedure, honey.
You did? What kind?
Let's just say I had an ovary removed.
You did?
Yes, well, I don't need it, so it's all right.
What about your lips? Are they intact?
Let me just say, I still got one, and I'm going to be pushing on a child in 2 weeks. I just got it terminated, honey.
Is it because of all the miscarriages?
Oh, why? They took it out. No. I plan to have more miscarriages by accident on purpose.
Well, you can always get implants.
Implant? Yes. Why do I need an implant?
No, I mean an implant. If you need an implant of eggs, if you run out of eggs for your abortion.
Ooh, I bet the university study would pay for that.
So Cheryl, you have only 3/4 of a lung and now one ovary. They're taking you apart piece by piece.
Well, listen, at least you didn't get a yeast infection. Thank God for
it
that.
It is much worse.
God forbid.
Now, honey, when are you going to do the yoga against the yeast?
Oh, I don't do anything I say. That's okay. My new thing.
Okay.
I don't
so
care.
You're very lazy, yes?
Yeah, you know I don't care. You want me to do something, send me a check, and I'll do it. Give me a chance to come through.
So you basically a whore?
No more than Wayne DeWisdom is a whore.
Well,
but wait till you see. So Luke sent me, and I'm going to use it as album art in the coming days, but Luke, for the next Eat Rachel or whatever it's called, there's a picture of Rachel Cann's mother in the urethra hat that's hysterical. And then in the back, Luke took out one of the background people's faces and made it Rachel Cann, but it's Fat Rachel. And I think Andy's in it, too. I wish
that's very
her.
Nice.
We should get that fat thing on here, too. That would complete the circle.
Well, you know, Daddy's probably sleeping.
No, it's too early. And fuck, you know what? Fuck her. You know, even when I don't know if you didn't hear that part of the show yesterday, Cheryl, but Andy was on the show. It was early in the day. His father was awake, and he still couldn't talk. I asked Andy to describe what a rose is. He said, oh, my dad will hear me. I can't say.
It's called talking seriously. What's the problem?
Sassy Sarsi? What?
I had to bring that thing up. She's a mess.
You know what I mean?
You think I'm a mess. Woo.
Sassy Sarsi's hot. She's got her own fan club manager. Oh, wait. It's not letting me do Andy. It's not letting me conference any more people. I don't know why.
Why not?
Well, would you like me to go, darling, so you can call Andy?
Well, I was hoping to get you all on here. Oh, wait. Let's try it. Hang on. No, it's not letting me. Why wouldn't it? It usually lets me put 4 on. It's okay. Andy sucks.
Unless, that's true.
Unless, Cheryl, unless you want to call Andy's on your cell phone.
Honey, that's very complicated.
Do you just press
add a call? I
think I
can handle that in my state.
So, Cheryl?
No.
Yes. Cheryl, honey, how long is a recovery for getting an ovary removed?
Well, probably,
Proly.
Late next week, I don't know.
There, she just got Gooch off. She said Proly.
Yeah, Gooch will love it when he hears Proly. Yeah, that's his favorite.
Is that why you asked me the question? You don't really care.
I really care. I really care because I didn't expect you to say Proly. I just really care about how. So do you have to, stay down for a while or?
Down. What do you mean?
Do you have to stay in bed or do you have to stay?
Well, I was in bed for a few days and now I've been up and I get a few more tests of my lips. And, you know, so I've tried to get back to normal, doing the things I usually do, supervising the daycare century.
Yes.
And, you know,
do you have
a beautiful woman.
Do you have loving people around you taking care of you?
Yes.
Good.
My mother, so that's very good.
Excellent.
Unlike, what's her name? Madge, I do have a family.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to try to put Andy in, so I'm going to put
this
call on hold. One sex cunt. And AIDS?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't conference you. It won't let me. Why won't it let me put more than 3 people on the conference, and AIDS?
Maybe because you're on the Mac.
Oh, well, it didn't work. I had to hang up on him. He was whispering anyway.
He was whispering?
I'm fat. I'm hungry. I'm eating Oreos.
Well, let's call him on the cell phone. Hold on. I can call him on his Skype in. I'm eating carrot cake, Auntie Vera. I soothed my sorrows with so much food. I ordered all this food, and I mean, it's stuffing my.
Well, considering our conversation today, that's a very good thing, don't you think?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yes, you want to make sure you don't look like you got the AIDS, like the PrEP.
Should I give out Andy's phone number to everyone in the audience?
Oh, no. God.
He'd probably like it.
Of course.
If they're smart, they would have already been able to hear the tones. And can you hear that?
Well, they're not smart. You know that yet.
I can hear ringing.
He's not going to be able to hear you, though. That's the problem. Oh, wait. Yeah, he will. If I'm clever.
Enough. Oi.
Andy, you're on the cell phone, so it's kind of fucked.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hi, Andy.
Can you hear Cheryl say hi?
Barely.
And Andy,
I love you and your fans. Don't do it.
You messed up my porno earlier.
What?
What?
I was watching the video, and Vera signed on, and it locked my entire computer up.
Andy, since this is a very difficult call and you can't hear them, I really just want you to do one thing, and then I'm going to hang up on you. I want you to masturbate about Andy Vera's RV. Now, Vera, will you describe your RV while Andy masturbates to it?
Certainly. What we have here is a beautiful...
God damn it, Andy. Just fucking pretend. I'll tell you what she says. Go ahead. Go ahead, Vera. I'll repeat it. Go ahead, Vera. What we have is a... Andy, the slide outs, what are you going to do?
Perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. Totally perfectly normal.
What about the hookups? What are you going to do to those big hookups?
Oh, you're going to put your mouth on my hookup.
Shut up, Cheryl.
Oh, you're going to put the mouth on the front of my arch. Oh, keep going in your mouth.
Are you gonna deep throat the hoses?
Okay, I'm bored with that.
All right, we'll talk to you later. He's fat. What do you expect? He doesn't have enough energy to masturbate.
Honey, now I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a CT scan?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get the diarrhea afterwards?
What did you do, get CT with contrast?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had one with contrast.
Oh, honey, they didn't tell me. Now they're like, oh,
wait a second. You're not supposed to get... Actually, I have. I have had a CT or an MRI with contrast. You should get diarrhea. Are you sure you don't have an iodine allergy?
Addiction.
Addiction.
Well, I definitely no addiction. No, I have no idea, but let me tell you, honey. They're like, well, first of all, when you drink it, you like, make it cold. Okay, fine. Then when they put the IV in, they're like, some people think that they pee their pants because you get warm really quickly, especially in that area. Uh-huh. And I'm like, great. So first of all, like, I pee my panty. Unfortunately, I only pooped my panty. But I got home, sat on the toilet, just expecting, you know, to pee out of my woman thing, and kabam, an explosion of water full of the poopy water. Honey.
Okay, let me read you. This is what the symptoms have of an iodine allergy, which is very rare. A patient might show very labored breathing, and the tongue and throat might swell. Treatment is an injection with epinephrine to stop the histamine range.
Honey, that's not me. The problem is that I had a drink of that, like, 60 ounces of this water stuff.
Why?
Because they have to make you drink all this crap so that they can see your insides. Oh. And it was a mess. A complete mess all over my bathroom, on my shower curtain, on my sink, on my mirror. You can't get that off the glass very easily when you let it dry. And, I don't know. It was fun, though.
How long did it take after you drank it to get the duty out?
I'd say about 2.5 hours later.
Now, what did you eat? Fiber One?
I ate Fiber One. I ate them. Woolafoos. Nothing that would give me the, you know, the diarrhea. ABC, has this happened to you? I know you're an old woman.
I've never had a CAT scan, but I did have to drink barium one time for – they were checking my esophagus, and they said that the barium possibly could constipate you, so what you need to do is take milk of magnesia afterwards.
Oh.
And oh, honey, so, that wasn't the problem.
Well, I took milk of magnesia afterwards, and I shit – I've probably shit for a couple of hours of just this burning, horrible white liquid pouring out of my asshole. Yeah, it was very unpleasant.
Like bird poopy.
Like bird, exactly like bird poopy.
Well, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty. Well, it wasn't like that for me, but no bird poop.
Isn't it nice? Okay. Isn't it interesting how when Cheryl's on the phone, I didn't hear Andy Vera mention the words dried fig even once?
Well, because
it should be nice.
Because I've come clean with the reality of my relationship with Cheryl, and that is I've always had a secret crush, and that's why I've been saying mean things. It's like the kid in the schoolyard
who picks up my celebrity.
It's the wahoo.
Mike, every time we're on Eat This Hot Show, and I say something about Cheryl, you had to mention that goddamn dried fig, didn't you?
I haven't done that. I hear you chewing. I haven't done that the past few times, if you noticed. If you listen to your own goddamn program,
I do.
You'll notice that I haven't.
Chewing, honey.
What is she doing?
I loved the Evita, though. That was great. I'm so glad you put that in for me.
Oh,
I hated it, but that's all right. I'm a young woman. I don't understand these things, but I didn't like the rose in your last
program. Why you got cancer? Is that what did you say about our last program?
What? I said that I liked the rose in your last program.
Some say love.
So, Cheryl, how come you don't listen to my show?
Well, because I don't like to normally cause myself pain, nausea, bloating, and the desire to kill myself. Therefore, I selectively choose programs such as Matt Weinstein's that makes me poop a panty, and I don't know, that's basically the reason.
I'll tell you what though, Vera. On the other hand, yeah. I was interviewed for a podcasting magazine. Its first issue is due out this week. And I want to read you a couple of choice clips, but they did ask me my favorite programs. And then you did make my short list.
She lied.
Bless you. Bless you.
But I want to read you the last thing because I think you'd appreciate the humor. Okay, so there's all these dumbass questions, and usually I just... Like, here's one question. Do you see any of the producers, podcast producers, getting rich from their output? And I wrote just the vapid ones. Let's see.
That's good.
Okay, here. Which podcast do you recommend? Do you consider recommended listening? Democracy Now!, Citizen Reporter, Whorehole.org, Veraspeaks.com, TED Talks, Karma Bank, Norma Augustinus, Lucky Bitch Radio, and In Our Time with Melvin Bragg.
If they go to LuckyBitchRadio.com, never mind.
Well, yeah, that's the point. You know, but listen,
I'm very honored.
I want to read you the last question on the interview. For a while, podcasting seemed to be attracting the big money men. Is that still the case, or is the honeymoon period over? Oh, this isn't the last question, but anyway. I wrote, I think big money people are still investing money into podcasting because they are really dumb. Okay, and here's the last question. This is the one I meant to read. How do you see podcasting developing here on out? I see it sucking more and more until everyone on Earth finally dies.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you.
That was good. This
guy Dan Oliva, who listens to this show, is the one that's doing it. He like bugged me about doing this, and he's like, please send it. When I sent him those answers, he didn't say anything back. Nothing. I don't think he liked them very much. They were really terse.
That's one of your educated people words.
Well, some of us actually have to read books instead of just getting abortions all day.
You know what, honey? Let me tell you, that's a lot of work. First of all, when I am getting said abortions I'm often in the waiting room reading them. What's that magazine that's always in the children's waiting room, Sam?
Highlights.
Highlights. Yeah, with the
Highlights
missing.
For children. Yes. I was an editor of that magazine for a few years.
What did you make in the... Did you do the hidden pictures? Is that why there was, like, duty? And...
I got fired for the last one I did.
Why?
Give us the pro-lips. But it was a child with the pro-lips. What's the problem?
GV.
Excuse me?
GV.
No, Cheryl.
Griddle vein.
Grammy's V.
Cheryl, darling, you know that it's very, very unusual, your attraction to small children. It's very unusual. I know, and it's very unusual in a woman. You don't find that a lot. Do you
have
any
mothers, grandmothers, professionals?
I'm talking about your special appreciation of small children.
I don't go with no special appreciation. Well, I'm a caregiver. No, I'm a caregiver. I have never been formally charged with nothing. Everything has been cleared. There may have been a few administrative proceedings that took away my license for a few days. It was reinstated. End of sentence.
Are there any underground tunnels in your daycare center?
I heard the Grinch laughing in the background.
Yes, he's laughing.
He liked that.
You know what? For you of all people to accuse me of these heinous acts.
I'm not accusing
you. A beautiful, wonderful, life-changing children.
I'm licking the pan. Good, you should do that.
I just got an image of a cat licking out a can of tuna.
Cheryl, what are you on, really? Seriously, what?
What?
What are you on right now? You must be good.
Me?
You on the OxyContin?
No, what's he called? Hydrocodone.
Codeine, okay.
Codeine with the juvenile.
Now, you got the suppository version, I assume.
No.
You stick them up your lips?
No, because when you do an enema, it gets all of it out, so I didn't want that. Come on. Seven. A cocktail, like your friend Prep.
Cheryl, how long is your mother going to help you?
Friday.
Okay. Because you know if you need more help, because Trotsky isn't here, so if you needed more help, I could come up there if you pay for my bus ticket.
Yeah, you'd be so helpful, honey.
Oh, can you imagine? I would annoy the fuck out of you. I'd be like, do you want me to claim?
Yeah, without a cooler, and you're so clean, and your cooking skills are amazing.
I can order. I have
you
dirty
can order
feet.
For them from there.
I have dirty feet. You know what? It would be worse. It would be horrible because it would just show me those fucking movies on your huge TV of those disgusting prolapses and shit that you do. Remember when me and Griselda visited you and all you could do was show us these fucking disgusting things coming out of people's asses? Remember?
You know what?
And vaginas.
I don't appreciate your judgment.
Who just flushed?
I went pee.
Cheryl's really sure. High. This
now, really, I don't appreciate your judgments from you old people who is a complete mess. Your life is a mess. You lie about the places you go and the people
I
you
do
see.
Not. I will
you
tell
stretch,
you this, though.
You
this,
stretch the truth.
You stretch your lips. Listen, this is... I have a friend. He's also unemployed, and you wouldn't believe it. He used to work for, well, I can't say who he used to work for. But anyway, he's coming over Thursday. And he is going to go through my house and throw out everything. And he's going to organize my house for me because he's completely insane.
Wait a minute. He's insane. You're letting him organize.
He's going to throw everything out that I don't need. Why he's going to decide and so that I can fucking clean up the house, sell it, and get the
fuck
out of Dodge.
Are you
going to
help him decide?
Well, not really. I mean, there's very few things that I really need. Dildos and...
Well, you've got a lot of interesting, like, tapes about performances, I think, and
yeah, but,
stuff.
Well, the DV tapes will stay, but all those old tapes, I'm afraid they're just going to have to go into the fire. I just, you know, I can't keep all this shit, you know. Times are tough.
True. Well, you do need to clean that fucking place so that maybe Sandy can rent it out from you.
He ain't going to come in here and ruin my, the whole building.
Honey, he'd be fine there.
He'd be fat here?
Yeah, that too.
My God.
But either way, you need to clean that shit out, so that's a good development.
Yeah, but he's going to help me organize, put everything away, get rid of shit. And then
are you going to pay him?
No, he doesn't want any money. He's a moron. And then... And then I'm just kidding. He's not. He's actually very smart,
right,
if he's listening. And I'm going to try and sell it. And if I find I can turn a profit after what I have to do to fix it up, which is basically a lot, then I will take the profits and run away and bye-bye. You know?
Well, as long as you do a program for wherever you are.
Well, that's my first priority always is programs. You know that. I am dedicated to my pogroms. Yeah. Remember when I went to the Chicago Keys and I brought my laptop just so that we could record Eat This Hot Pogrom? And...
Well, that's because you were getting eaten up by your absent girlfriend. Yes. So, because I understand pussy before pogrom. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what they say.
What did
that sounds
say?
I ain't going to tell you that lips ain't good because lips is good, but don't let it rule your life. And as soon as you do that,
you saw what happened with
lips ain't
good. You know, recently, I don't normally talk about my friends.
Yeah.
But let's just say.
Well, that's because you don't have any, I think, mostly.
True. Let's just say that, you know, I'm a woman. Not quite, you know that. But I don't have all that many good friends.
Right.
Now, when you tell them, I understand people are busy and have things going on in their lives.
Right.
Great.
Like cancer. Mm-hmm.
But when you tell somebody that something very serious is going on in your life, you call them and you leave a message. You go on Facebook. You send them a message that says, here's what's going on. It would be nice to talk to you. And then you see that they're on Facebook constantly updating their status.
Wait a second. This sounds like Wanda Wisdom.
No, it's not her. She's actually called me.
Okay, because she's always updating her status on the Facebook.
She does. But listen. Honey. Okay.
One more.
So they're doing all this shit.
One more, I said.
And they do. Honey. Shale Mikowski. Honey. Moon. So this person, listen.
You two belong together.
Listen.
She'd throw out my toothbrush.
Listen.
Oh.
Listen.
What? I'm listening. What else are we doing?
I'm listening, too. It's hard. Between Skype and
that voice.
Oh, my
God. You know what just came up?
What?
It's so weird on my Facebook. It says, under advertise, it says, I'm not going to say the person's name, but it's Cheryl's sister is a fan of PBS Teachers.
Who?
You know, your sister, your real sister.
Oh, you're fine.
The one that had the... Oh, never mind. What were you going to say, Cheryl? Go ahead.
Listen. So this person... contacted me at all once. Once even. Even a poke on Facebook to say, I hope you're doing well, honey. What the fuck?
Well, he probably hates you. This is how you find out who your friends are, Cheryl. I hate to say it.
I guess. I mean, it sucks, though, because, you know, I mean, in all honesty, listen, I'm going to be serious, but, you know, there's certain people that you think are your really good friends and you really enjoy them, and then they do shit like this. I mean, come on.
Listen, I know. I know. But that's also a blessing in a way, because you get to find out who's real and who's crap.
Cheryl, I would have called you, but I didn't have your number.
Well, plus you hate her.
I don't.
Where?
I don't.
Do you have to mention that dried fig every time, you...
Madge Weinstein.
Five fucking minutes, you that dried fig.
Listen.
Madge, what's your middle name?
Lesbian.
Girdle. Yeah, what's Madge's middle name? Because I was thinking
you all. Girdle.
Madge Girdle Weinstein.
Yes.
It's not correct.
Madge Girdle Weinstein. If you've listened to the last five Eat This Hot shows, I have not said anything but kind words about Cheryl Murkowski.
I don't count.
Well, I will accept your kindness when I receive gifts.
Well, you just tell me where to send them, my darling, and I'll send you a gift.
You ask Madge, and she can tell you, honey. I trust you.
I'll send you her address then.
But anyway, the point is,
anybody that's had an ovary removed should have a gift.
That's so sweet
of you. Like, honey, listen.
Send her a cruise. Give her a coupon for a cruise with a veranda.
I love that Wanda Winston gets all these nice things, and it takes me getting the cancer
and
getting an ovary removed.
You have cancer.
For people to be nice to me. Well, except for a few people that are always nice. But the point is crazy.
Now, well, I should mention this.
I'm trying not to be upset about this person, but it pisses me off. And I'm a woman with a lot of anger and sweat and prolapse.
You know what, then? What you do is, Cheryl, this is Jewish. Here's what you do. Shut up, Vera. Shut up. My poke. You can have a turn. What you do is, your mother's there, right?
Yes.
You have your mother call him and say, I'm really sad to tell you this, but Cheryl died.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And her dying wish...
was to hear from you, you bastard.
That's what
that
you
would
do.
Really create the good friendship foundation. I think not. I don't really care that much. Boy. Well, what a mess.
Will this teach you maybe to stay out of the tanning bed a little bit?
Well, no, because it wasn't the skin cancer.
It was tancer.
So?
With a T.
Who cares?
How did you discover it, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Well, I'm also a fan of the Rose, as you know.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was self-testing, and I was insulated the right fallopian tube, and as I reached the right ovary, oh no, it was the left, I think. I don't know. I reached one of them, and I was like, honey, that ain't right.
You can't really fist an ovary.
Honey.
You can if you're Cheryl Murkowski.
How do you fist all the way up a fallopian tube?
Very carefully.
I felt something weird, and I was like, that ain't no baby. I felt a baby before, and that ain't. I'd like to get those ectopic pregnancies. You know
so
what
that
means?
Yeah, that's in your tube.
You want one of those?
I love those.
Why?
They're very painful.
Yes, they can kill you.
That's right.
Why I like it. People feel bad for you, and they give you free abortions.
Did you just laugh at yourself, Cheryl?
She always does.
Maybe. Come on.
We're not supposed to laugh at ourselves, Cheryl. Our own jokes. Come on.
Sometimes things happen, and you need to laugh. You need to let it oak.
That's true.
I didn't want to
say. Love the free abortion.
Love the tancer and the free abortion.
Yes.
I'm sending you and Vera, this picture, it's going to be the album art for tomorrow's show with Rachel, but it's so hysterical that I have
to... email.
Yeah. Pay base.
Did it?
Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be the album art, and I just think it's so hysterical because it's Rachel's mother, Lois Kahn, and Rachel in the, well, it's, you'll just, you have to see.
Even though they're not on the ground.
Well, no, they will be because Rachel's just had a baby, so she's with her sister. She popped the thing out in like 10 seconds because her pussy's so loose. Okay, it went. Can you check your emails?
What email?
PBC, I told you.
No point.
Did you send it to?
I sent it to Auntie Vera, yeah, also.
Yeah, okay, I'm waiting. It's not here yet.
I'll press the thing.
Here we go. There it is. Ooh, wait.
Do you see it? Isn't that great?
Is that really her mother?
Yeah, but look at Rachel behind her.
How come her mother's so old?
Shut up. Oh, my God, they stretched poor Rachel out.
No, that's fat Rachel. She used to be super fat. Is that great?
She used to be really fat, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's on her way again.
Oh.
She is. Isn't that,
careful.
Isn't that cute, though?
That's very cute.
Rachel's mother has a beard.
No, that's President Bush.
Wow.
Yeah, my friend Larry was telling me. Because I didn't watch this, but he said that during the inauguration, when like after it was over, when the military helicopter, you know, that Obama said goodbye to Bush and Bush left through the back of the Capitol or whatever, and they flew him in the helicopter. Larry said that when the helicopter went over the crowd, everybody cheered. It was Bush leaving. Did you hear about that?
Everybody cheered in their homes too.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Would have been better if it crashed.
Well, no, because the
witch is dead.
He would have been a martyr then, you know?
Yeah.
Let him suffer.
Or what?
A martyr.
Mortar.
Martyr.
Morker.
A martyr.
Morker. Broly. Pork. Honey, my wound hurts.
Oh.
Is it severely infected? Here, hold on. Let me find my clips. Hold on.
Does it really hurt?
My wound was severely infected.
I said that quote to a friend, and they're like, really? And I'm like, no, it's a quote from a fanny program. And they played it for them, and they laughed.
How big
like,
is well, the incision?
Funny. 4 inches.
Oof, that is very painfully now.
But it's healing good. By then, I said, my wound is severely infected. I'm like, what? I'm like, I just...
I had a yeast infection.
And the wound is
my wound was severely infected.
Mm-hmm. That quote.
I've just played the clip too.
From Jackie. Jackie's gone to the hypochondriac.
Who's
she
Jackie?
Says, that's the woman who said that quote on the program. She says, pull on me, Ronnie. Pull as hard as you can.
Oh.
Sorry, I cracked up.
Yes, you did. And that's terrible because the wind goes in a terribly wrong direction when you laugh, doesn't it?
I know. To pull on me, Ronnie, pull as hard as you can. I love her. I love her, Ronnie. She was trying to get in a van so she could go get her surgery. She couldn't fit in, so she had to have her black helper pull on her.
You know, I'm so behind on my fatty movies because, to tell you the truth, I find them very depressing. And I just can't watch
them. They make me hungry.
Oh, they make, you know, it's so sad, you know. And there's that lady that on the On Demand channel when I was over in South Chicago, it's Ruby, this fatty named Ruby. There's mean Ruby and nice Ruby. When Ruby's on a diet, stay away from Ruby. Who the fuck is this? Why are these fat people stars?
That's a good program.
That's what Rachel was saying. She was saying, you know, it used to be that you used to have to be pretty to be famous, and everybody wanted to be a beautiful movie star. Now you have to be just fat and disgusting and eat nonstop to be on TV.
Andy's problem?
I don't know.
You know, we've told her multiple times, make some more videos, ask for help. TLC will come to the rescue. He won't.
Truthfully, though, he really needs to be, if he were to...
He needs to go to YF.
Yeah, exactly. He needs to date Yellow Fatty so it can be half-ton gay couple No, because it could be ton couple. Because together they're probably a ton.
Well, and even if he makes him his, you know, he's going to make Andy grow or something like
a
that.
A grower, yeah, yeller fatty.
At least Andy will be owed a fantasy.
I actually understand what Andy's saying. Andy says he doesn't want to go with Yeller, and I actually understand that. He doesn't want to lead Yeller Fatty on. He doesn't want to break Yeller Fatty's heart.
Go get a free trip, honey.
Because what goes around comes around.
When else is he going to get a chance? I mean, I can't say it better than the Steve Harris and
Steve doesn't. Steve doesn't want to fuck that. Steve doesn't chase chubbies.
I know, but they wrote very good emails back to Andy.
Oh,
they made a lot of sense.
Oh, see, I don't read. I don't read emails over two sentences long. What did they say?
Oh, well, I'm not going into it. Then let's just say read it and then get fucked.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Honey,
Cheryl, honey.
What?
You shithead.
Did you get your unusual voice from your mom or
you
your dad?
Shithead.
Probably well,
smoking.
A kind of a combination, mostly my grandmother.
Your grandma? Now does your mom
Cheryl Dean. Did you see Grammy's vagina?
No, she had a nightshirt on.
Oh.
It covered up most of the pubes.
Even when she did somersaults, you didn't see her join?
No, but actually, I was watching TV, and she bent over, and I seen the lips from behind. Hi, baby.
Uh-oh.
They were huge. They were huge. Honey. Ooh, and it smelled. You know, honey. You know how old women sometimes smell like really bad rotten fish?
Or mothballs.
No fish.
Okay, fish.
Dried blood. Well, that's what happened. I seen them lips and the smell. Ain't right when you see Grammy lip. But anyway, yes, I got it from my grandma, Geraldine. She blessed me with this
Geraldine.
What, Geraldine, honey? Yes, Murkowski.
That must be where the tan comes from.
Can?
Tan.
Oh, no. I don't think so. She actually has a condition called alopecia. Uh-huh. Have you heard of it?
No hair.
Yes.
She wears
these enormous black wigs with lots of Aquanet. And she has big eyebrows, lots of makeup, and she's a voice just like mine, and she weighs a merkin.
Jesus Christ.
She does, honey. She showed me when she bent over. She said, you see that? She pulled it. And
but merkin don't cover the lips.
She has it on the lips. And she pulled it. And it had a lot of resistance. But finally, it came off in part of the skin. And she's like, honey, look at this. This was caused by alopecia. I don't got no hair down there. I need a merkin. And I'm like, Grammy, I thought, you're not supposed to super glue it on. And she's like, oh, I forgot. And it was bleeding all. It was a mess. Suffice it to say, she ain't going hair anywhere except for her mustache.
Uh-huh.
That's natural. Mm-hmm. Honey?
I'm trying to find a song to end with, hopefully soon.
Oh, sure.
One of your songs. I was going to play, what's this Nobody Loves Cheryl? Is that, I don't know if that's you or somebody else.
Hello.
Nobody Loves Cheryl? Is that the one I should play?
No.
I think it's true, though. Nobody Loves Cheryl.
It's not true.
I have a real old one, Cheryl Bathroom Promo. Oh, no, that Lucky Bitch Radio Promo. We don't want that.
No.
Cheryl Bathroom, Cheryl Anger, Cheryl Plunge. Well, which one?
Those are not the ones.
Oh. Where this? Oh, do I have to? Do I have to go to your website? Like, oh, Cheryl sings classic songs. Cheryl can, if I had your prolapse, then you know it. The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse. How much is that goatsy on the X tube? Pop goes the prolapse. Do you know the prolapsed man? Goatsy in parentheses, and of course everyone's favorite. Did you ever see a lapsy?
Did you ever see a lapsy? Lapsy. Crawling.
Is that the one you want to hear at the end?
Sure.
All right. Well, it's over then. Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the show. It was a pleasure.
Actually,
ABC.
It was all my pleasure, Cheryl. And I'm so glad that you're.
She's so glad
that you're recovering, and I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, tomorrow she's going to be all like, that dried fig. Blah, I had to talk to
her
for an hour.
At least she was nice to me once.
I'm going to show you, Madge Girdle Weinstein.
Name is not Girdle.
What is your middle name?
I don't know. But don't throw out my toothbrush.
I won't throw out your toothbrush.
That's my middle name. Madge, don't throw out my toothbrush.
My toothbrush Weinstein.
You throw out my toothbrush, you'll never see me again. It's like the Black
Widow.
You're
stained. Really? Wow, that's rude. It goes in line with her previous behavior, that's all I'll say.
That's
bitch.
True.
Anyways, so thanks for having me on the Grum.
Yeah.
And talk soon, honey.
Bye. Bye, Cheryl and Vera.
Bye, Mitch. Bye, Cheryl.
Let's get this song, and then we can be done with this horrible Drecky probe.
Did you ever see a lapsy, a lapsy, a lapsy? Did you ever see a lapsy go this way and that? Go this way and that way and that way and this way. Did you ever see a lapsy go this way and that? Did you ever see a cunny, a cunny, a cunny? Did you ever see a cunny go this way and that? Go this way and that way and that way and this way. Did you ever see a cunny go this way and that?
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Cheryl Murkowski from the Ugly Department. How may I help you today?
You're welcome.